This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can call or text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. We want to know what you did this weekend. And I love when somebody calls in before the weekend and says they're going to do something. And then they call us back afterwards. So we get closure to the story.
Yes, very important.
And Ashley from Wyndham had called us because her children's figure skating competition was going to be happening.
That's right. And they were wee little ones.
How old are they again,
two
Ashley?
2 and 4, was it?
They are 2 and 4, yes.
How'd it go?
Yeah, they bring home the gold medal. What's up?
They did great. My son, my 4-year-old son, got 2 bronze medals in his 2 competitions. And my 2-year-old daughter got a silver and a gold.
Let's go.
That's amazing.
I need to see video of the 2-year-old. I need it. I need
Is
it
the
in my
competition
life.
Fierce in the 2-year-old bracket?
Well, she got the silver medal between 2 kids. So she came in last, but got silver.
She did
so
not.
We're good with it.
We'll never tell her there were only 2 kids in that competition. We will never tell her that.
Well, the gold medal, she was literally the only kid that did a performance to music. So
I'm going to need you to never say that out loud
again.
I'm going to need you
this
to
tape,
say
Dan.
That she won a gold medal, period.
She did.
That's my girl.
She looked great up on that little podium with her gold medal on.
Yes,
she
did.
She rocked it.
She's 2. She's not going to remember. You can tell a fabulous story. There were 30 kids in the competition. She did a triple axel to win it. You can say whatever you want.
We didn't have video back in your day. That's so great. That's awesome.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear it. Congratulations to them.
Thank you. They had such a good time.
Good.
That's so good. So, Kennedy, we'll have to remember them when they win Olympic gold for the U.S.
I just need to see a video of a 2-year-old ice skating. I need to see what that looks like.
It's got to be a little milk crate.
Just so cool.
Nick is from Salisbury and had a trip out west. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, everybody. How's it doing?
Good. So where did you go and what did you do?
We went out to California. We flew out to San Diego and we had a running relay race from San Diego to L.A.
Holy cats.
200 miles.
That's a distance.
Yeah, it was a long weekend. About maybe half hour of sleep at a time if you got to sleep. And just you're in a van with 6 other people or 5 other people and you rotate through.
Wow. I don't even want to drive from LA to San Diego.
How often were you running and how far total did you run of that?
I ran about 33 miles and then it rotated through depending. All legs were different legs. Some were 10 miles, some were 5, some were 3, you know. So it kind of depended on how fast the person was running and how far they were running. But it was right up the coast. It was gorgeous.
How do you feel today?
Stairs are not my friend. Not at all. Going downstairs is an experience.
I might not run 33 miles this entire year.
And then you got to hop on the plane and come back, right? And you get
exactly.
You
got to
get off the plane.
Work on Monday.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! What a cool experience, though. Why did you do it?
What was
the race for?
it's a Ragnar race, so they've got them all over the world, I guess, all over the country. This one wasn't for raising money for anything specific, but they do have some that do that. But it was just a good time. It's honestly the first time I've done a race with like a team instead of an individual kind of race. So it was a lot of fun. Great group of people. Great time.
Oh, congratulations to you, my guy.
Wow, what a great accomplishment.
Nice work.
Carolyn is from Milford. And went to a convention this weekend, Kennedy.
Oh, where'd you go? Who'd you see? Tell me everything.
I went to my first Supernatural convention. I have been wanting to go for over a decade, and this is the first one that came to Boston.
Was everybody there?
It was. Oh my God! Yes, I met Jared Padalecki and Jensen Ackles.
Nuh-uh.
I got a hug from Jared.
Nuh-uh.
I can die happy.
Oh my gosh!
I will say this: it's the most. I go to a lot of conventions. This is my first Supernatural. This is the most interesting one. This is the first one I've been to where everybody, including the guests, are asking people, are you hydrated? Have you had your snacks? Have you slept? There's a reason they call it the Supernatural family.
I'm glad you had such a good time.
Oh, my God. It was incredible. Kennedy, you need to go. They're going to do one next year.
All right. You let me know. I'll come with you.
I'm looking up the shows you're talking about because I have no idea. Thank you so much. We appreciate that, by the way. And no, I have not watched a single second of this show. Could not point out one cast member. And this show was on 15 seasons.
I've talked to you about this show numerous times.
I know you have.
I've watched the entire series three times all the way through. It's what I watch when I can't sleep. It's what I watch when I need to feel better about myself. And the soundtrack alone, Carson, you would very much enjoy.
Oh, yeah? What's the vibes of the...
It's like rock. Just rock from like 70s, 80s.
All right. I know what I'm
Carry On My Wayward Son is the beginning of every series.
There'll be peace when you have gone.
That's how they
lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry?
That's how they recap every season. Yes. Wow.
Tracy from Air, real quick.
Air.
You spent a lot of time yesterday downloading photos for what?
I went on a Lord of the Rings tour to New Zealand last month. And I have oodles of pics, and I just cannot say enough about it. It exceeded my expectations on every level.
That's awesome. Now, what are you going to do with all those photos? You're going to blow them up and put them all over the house, right?
No, I'm actually going to I'm going to make like a coffee table book of my trip so that I have it, I can look at it.
That's a great
idea. I've started doing that too, like actually scrapbooking, putting photos in a book because one day this computer is going to die and all my photos will be on it. And I don't want that to happen.
Right.
So,
Very cool. Thank you for that, Tracy.
Having physical copies of stuff is so important.
No.
Producer Dan, what'd you get into over the weekend?
So I went up to Hampton Beach on Friday night.
Let's
go.
And we stayed the night up there. And let me tell you, driving down the strip of Hampton Beach during the off season is like going through a post-apocalyptic world. Because you're like, all these places that are jam-packed with people are now boarded up. You're like, that's the arcade we used to play at. And there's just plywood.
Mm-hmm.
So we got up there. We got to the house. We went out. I got a delicious clam chowder.
Nice.
Shrimp plate.
Let's go.
We went down to the Goat. We went over to Wally's, played darts. They had an awesome band playing.
Mm-hmm.
We made new friends, and we went over to the L Street Tavern with them. And Kaylee was trying to get this guy desperately to sing karaoke with her.
Oh.
And he is like a reserved man who was a little more quiet. He was like, he had a deer in the headlights look.
Right.
So I was like, I'll jump on that grenade.
I was going to say, where the hell were you? You were a superstar in the karaoke.
Only on the radio, man. I really don't sing karaoke in my personal life.
But you should because you're so good and you bring the audience what they want.
What did you sing?
You're the One That I Want from Greece.
Oh, come on. Is there video?
Is there audio? Is there video?
There's something going on. Yeah, I don't have it on me, but yes. Brought the house down. 10 out of 10.
Well,
of course you would.
I'm going to need to see that.
Yeah. Right.
How dare you not share it with me?
I'm really kind of disappointed.
And the people. We're all very disappointed.
I'll get it for the mix Instagram.
Dan's like, what's happening? I'm being covered. So many questions.
How dare you?
And then the reason we were up there, Saturday morning, we had to attend wake and funeral service for somebody in Kaylee's family. This guy, Don, who was 96 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I only met Don last year in the summer at Hampton, so I met him like two or three times, but he was 95 at that point.
Right.
So I got to learn about this guy's incredible 96 years of life.
Mm.
He joined the military after high school. He was an aide to General Douglas MacArthur.
Oh my gosh.
And like, yeah, when he was the supreme commander of the Allied powers in Tokyo.
He's seen some things.
Yeah. He was like a figure skating judge, and his daughter ended up being like a professional figure skater that toured around. He was a fire chief. He'd lived this crazy, incredible life. At 96 is a good run, man.
Mm.
So it was cool to kind of get to know somebody I really didn't know that much.
Right.
Then we went home and watched the Red Sox documentary.
Mm. Not as exciting as his life.
It's good, though.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good.
I didn't even want to watch it because I was like, they sucked last year. And then Kaylee got me into it, and now I'm like, it's so good.
Yeah, I've heard it. I said to you on Friday I was going to watch it this weekend.
It is so good.
But I didn't watch it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.